This is the reading for Studio Classroom, January 2013. Page 12. Resolutions worth keeping. What New Year's resolutions do doctors suggest you make? The start of a new year brings hope. Hope for better health, more happiness, and greater success. New Year's resolutions are a great way to pursue those things by eliminating bad habits and creating good ones. But which resolutions should you choose? According to a survey of doctors, here are some good ideas. Get moving. Exercise is one of the most popular New Year's resolutions, and one of the healthiest. Exercise helps prevent disease, improves memory, relieves stress, and helps you live longer. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 days a week. Plan regular times for activities like walking, swimming, biking, or playing sports. And don't hesitate to make small changes. Even taking the stairs instead of the elevator makes a huge difference. Sleep at least 7 hours each night. Sleep isn't a waste of time. It lowers blood pressure, reduces stress, and strengthens your immune system. And lack of sleep increases your risk of memory problems, headaches, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Watch your numbers. According to the World Health Organization's 2008 report, 29.5% of men and 25.6% of women in mainland China had high blood pressure. However, most of them didn't know it. Not knowing your blood pressure and cholesterol levels can be destructive to your health. That's because both of these numbers have been linked to dangerous medical conditions. Visit your doctor regularly to check on them and ask whether you should monitor them at home as well. Eat more whole grains. Replace refined carbohydrates like white rice and pasta with whole grains like whole wheat pasta, brown rice, and whole grain bread. This will lessen your risk of disease, improve your digestion, and help control your weight. Spend time with family and friends. Having close relationships with your loved ones isn't just an enjoyable experience. It also means you'll be less likely to suffer from colds, depression, and problems related to aging. Work quality time with your family into your schedule like any other appointment. Eat dinner together, play games, and have real, sincere conversations. Healthy relationships will make you healthier, body and soul. Word bank. Resolution. Tom's resolution to give up drinking soda lasted 2 days. Eliminate. The organization set out to eliminate poverty in the city. Moderate. The study suggests that drinking a moderate amount of coffee is good for your health. Strengthen. Nick is doing a lot of exercises to strengthen his arms and his legs. Destructive. The earthquake was very destructive. It knocked down most of the buildings in the city. Lesson. Quitting smoking now will lessen your chance of developing cancer. Depression. Josh spends a lot of time caring for his sister because she is suffering from depression. Appointment. Mr. Zhang is very busy. So please make an appointment if you want to see him. More information. Immune system. Diabetes. Talk about it. Are you making any New Year's resolutions this year? If so, what are they? Which piece of advice in this article do you think is most important? Why? What are some other ways people could improve their health this year?